Can a credit card company take away your house in the state of Georgia? And most people will tell you, absolutely not. It's not possible. Is that true? What's the answer? Well, the real answer is, it depends. That's the answer to all legal questions. However, I will say this. I have been practicing since 1998, and I have never seen a credit card company, you know, go to the trouble from taking it from credit card debt to the point of taking away a person's house. I've never seen it. Is it hypothetically possible? Yeah, it is. Let me tell you how.
Welcome to the Bankruptcy Podcast, a podcast about untangling the complex world of bankruptcy in Georgia. Each week, we deliver the best insights and practical advice on how to navigate the legal waters of bankruptcy with expert guidance and real life stories. Now, here's your host, Jeff Kelly.
Hello, this is Jeff Kelly, and in today's podcast, I want to talk about, can a credit card company take away your house in the state of Georgia? And most people will tell you, absolutely not. It's not possible. Is that true? What's the answer? Well, the real answer is, it depends. That's the answer to all legal questions. However, I will say this. I have been practicing since 1998, and I have never seen a credit card company, you know, go to the trouble from taking it from credit card debt to the point of taking away a person's house. I've never seen it. Is it hypothetically possible? Yeah, it is. Let me tell you how. Okay, when somebody just stops making payments on their credit card, typically it's about 6 months before the credit card company is going to get around to filing a lawsuit. How do you protect yourself from a lawsuit? You're either going to have to pay the debt to the creditor, or you're going to have to file a Chapter 13 or a Chapter 7 to take care of it. There's a lot of debt settlement companies out there that will say, oh, we're going to take care of this for you. Don't worry. And then what they do is take your money for 6 months, and you're going to get sued anyway. Debt settlement companies cannot protect you. That's how people get into a lot of trouble. So how would it work? How do they get to the point where they're going after your house? Well, step one, they've got to sue you. Step two, they've got to get a judgment against you. If you don't respond, if you really do owe the money, nothing happens. Bam, they got a judgment. And I have seen people before who will say, oh, credit cards can't touch me. This is unsecured debt. Well, guess what? Once they get a judgment, it's not unsecured anymore. They're going to take that judgment and they're going to get a document recorded called a FIFA. You can Google it, look it up. A writ of fieri facias is what it's called. Now, if you really wanted to be mean and vindictive, you can take your FIFA, your writ of fieri facias, and you can show up to somebody's house with a sheriff and you can say, take whatever they've got, and you can confiscate it and sell it off on the courthouse steps. Again, I've never seen a credit card company do that ever in all my years of practice. I have seen relatives do that to other relatives. You know, when things really get down on a personal level, I have seen that kind of thing happen. Or, you know, it's been a long time since I've seen them do it, but credit unions used to do that when they would really put the kibosh hammer down on people they had loaned money to. Again, bankruptcy protects you from that type of thing, but some people just would rather ignore reality and they mess around and find out. So let's say a creditor does get a FIFA against you and they don't choose to go after personal property and they just let it sit. What happens? That FIFA is accruing interest. Every year, that debt gets bigger and bigger. Will it expire after 7 years? Yes, but they can renew it for another 7 years. And when that 7 years goes by, they can renew it for another 7 years. So every now and then, I'll get a call from some client that will say, this debt's 12 years old. I know it's barred by the statute of limitations. It's not barred by the Georgia statute of limitations when they get a judgment and they continue to renew it. Okay, so, but hypothetically, let's say we're collecting interest. Could a credit card company at that point, once they've got a large amount of accrual of debt, foreclose? Well, they couldn't do the non-judicial path to foreclosure. Only like mortgage companies can do that when they have security instruments that allow them to do so. Georgia is a non-judicial foreclosure state, which means that your mortgage company can advertise your house for four consecutive weeks before the foreclosure date and then foreclose when you call it out in the courthouse steps without having to go through court. Credit card companies wouldn't be able to do that. But I think what they could do, and again, this is kind of speculative on my part because, like I said, in 25 years of practice, I've never seen this one. Could they go to court and do a judicial foreclosure? I think they could in certain situations. Housing prices have been going through the roof. And in the past, in the old days, people just didn't have a whole lot of equity in the state of Georgia. And if you're going to foreclose on a property and you've got an inferior position to, say, a first mortgage holder, if you're going to foreclose and take the house, you're going to have to pay off the first mortgage. So that almost never happened. And that's why a lot of people who had second mortgages would just kind of thumb their noses at the second mortgage company and say, nanny, nanny, boo, boo, you can't get me because I know you got to pay off the first mortgage before you can really foreclose. Well, then real estate values went through the roof. And it's probably been about a year or so, but we had a guy call us just screaming mad because his second mortgage company did foreclose on him. They paid off the first mortgage. And not only did they collect every dime on the second mortgage, they owned his house because it was called out in the courthouse steps and nobody bought it except them. And so not only did they get all the money from the second mortgage, they got his equity in the house as well. Yeah, that happened. Could that happen on a credit card debt? I think it could. Again, very unlikely. They would have to pay off the first mortgage. You know, is it possible that some enterprising person out there is going to look and realize, hey, these credit card companies have all these FIFAs they're not doing anything with. They're just kind of sitting there waiting for the house to be sold someday. So they would collect at that point. Let me back up for a second and make sure I explain that. If a credit card company sues you and records a FIFA and you just sit and wait and you just pretend like it's not real and it doesn't exist, it's accruing interest every year. And the day your house gets sold, it will get paid out of your equity, whatever's left over after they pay off the first mortgage and they pay the property taxes. Yeah, they can eat up your equity.
Like what you hear so far, make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. If you're intrigued by the world of bankruptcy and want a comprehensive guide to help you get out of debt, head on over to kellycanhelp.com/welcome and subscribe to our email list to have a guide to bankruptcy in Georgia, helping people get out of debt delivered right to your inbox. Now back to the show.
Okay, so back to the crazy hypothetical. You know, could some investor buy FIFAs up from the credit card companies? And could they then start taking a good hard look at the property values and make a decision? Hey, I think I'm going to pay off the first mortgage. I'm in second position and then I'm going to foreclose. I think they could. I think it's very unlikely because it's just so much easier and so much less risk to just get the FIFA and let it build and build. To, you know, pay off a first mortgage company has always been incredibly high risk. I think even in a market where we have, you know, big fat amounts of equity, I think it's too risky for most normal people. But hey, if somebody's willing to roll the dice to take over a house, and I have seen so many people have like $200,000, $300,000 in equity, you know, in those cases, might be worth it. I have always felt like, you know, a house is always going to retain some value, right? And the truth of the matter is not necessarily. If a house has mold issues, if a house has structural issues, the county can require that it be torn down. And that's typically going to cost at least $25,000 for a small house to have somebody come in and rip it down and haul things off to the dump. So yeah, it is possible, I think, for a house to have negative value. Very unlikely if it's remotely livable. In today's market, it's going to have a lot of value. But long story short, the moral of this story is, don't let your credit card debt run away from you. Don't pretend that just because it's unsecured that it's never going to bite you, because I promise it will bite, and it will bite badly. So don't ignore the problem. Meet with a bankruptcy attorney. If you've gotten to that point where you can no longer make the payments and there's no way this debt's coming down, let's meet, let's talk, let's come up with a plan to take care of the issue. Because if you let it go, I am quite confident they will sue. I am quite confident they will try to garnish your wages. In Georgia, you can take 25% of a person's paycheck. The other thing that they will do is get a FIFA and just let it sit and let it record. And every year, it's just slowly going to eat away at your equity of your house. Don't do that. Take care of the problem. You know, every now and then I'll get somebody that has some huge exorbitant amount of equity, and you know, for whatever reason, we can't make a bankruptcy work. Either they don't make enough money to pay it, or the equity is just so ridiculously high, there's no way we can wipe out any of it. If somebody's caught in that situation, I say sell the house, because if you've got $200,000 or $300,000 of equity, it's better to sell it now, pay off the debt, and you've got money in your pocket, than to just sit back and let the debt slowly build and slowly eat away at that equity. That's never a good option. So one way or the other, the problem needs to get taken care of. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I appreciate you. I've got lots of resources at kellycanhelp.com. I've also got a podcast at kellybankruptcy.com. I also have a YouTube channel. If you're interested in learning more about Chapter 13 and Chapter 7, go to my website, kellycanhelp.com. I've got a free book offer. You can download it anytime you want. Thanks again for tuning in. If you have any questions that are not answered by my videos or my website, let me know, and I'll try to come up with some new content for you. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Bankruptcy Podcast. Make sure to visit our website, kellybankruptcy.com, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Spotify, or via RSS so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. If you liked this show, you might want to check out our guide to bankruptcy in Georgia, Helping People Get Out of Debt, available at kellycanhelp.com/welcome. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode.